Born in 1738 in a village just outside Philadelphia, Benjamin West was one of the first Americans to achieve superstar status on the international art scene. However, as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, West's success came not at home, but abroad.
Though he came from what is now the leafy suburbia of Swarthmore, the area was then a frontier town, and since there were no art schools at the time, West learned his craft through apprenticeship. Aged 18, West moved to Philadelphia, where, working as a portrait and historical painter, he gained the patronage of some of the wealthiest Philadelphians. It was with their financial backing that West could travel to Italy. Foreign travel was seen as the best way to ensure his growth as an artist. Art historian Douglas Pascal describes the 3 years West spent in Rome as pivotal.
He became part of a circle of artists, mostly expatriates, Britons and a Swiss painter and Germans, in Rome, who would become the initiators of what we now today call neoclassicism.
Benjamin West later moved to England, where he quickly gained a reputation as a portrait painter. These commissions and his landscapes and historical paintings were very well received and often overshadowed the work of contemporary British painters, who were especially irked when West gained the patronage of King George III.
But in fact, it was the adventurous nature of his work, the indisputable power of the works that he was producing and their novelty that recommended him to the king so that he became the foremost history painter in England.
In 1768, Benjamin West helped found the Royal Academy of Art and served as its president until his death in 1820. Benjamin West's work can be seen in both the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts and the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.